powerful, gracious, articulate, warrior, compassionate, laser beam, loving, feminist, womanist, and hopeless romantic.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
What has she meant personally to you through her writings as a woman and as a woman of color?
Pearl is quite unique in that her personal self, her professional self, her exterior and her interior are all the same. What you see with Pearl is what you get. And I think what she has meant to me and other women is that she represents this way of investigating very challenging and difficult issues, particularly within African American communities, in a stroke. It's brilliance.
And her brilliance in the stroke, as you just mentioned, can easily comes across in her writing. So now your challenge, or maybe, you know, what you get to do as opposed to what you have to do, what you get to do as a filmmaker is to take those words and bring them to a more visual adaptation.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Pearl's work is very layered. You are partway through a story and then suddenly it just bursts open in a way that you had not imagined it would. The challenge for me as a filmmaker is to bring the visual vibrancy and the visual language to a work that has a lot of dialogue and is a lot of text. And as filmmakers, what we do is translate that into imagery so that it will resonate on you the same but differently.
For me, it's hard to believe that this is the first time an African-American filmmaker, an African-American novelist had teamed up for a project.
There have been some prior connections in terms of what we call one-offs, you know, one film, for example. So what Pearl and I are trying to do is really create a consistent presence in the marketplace. And that's, I think, where the historical nature is situated. It's a conscious effort to say that African-American communities don't look just one way, that we really think about things, a wide variety of topics, and we look a lot of different ways than what we've seen in American cinema. And I've said in many interviews prior to this, I'll say it again, that you can tell a lot about a country by what it produces in its national cinema and also what it does not produce.
Let's talk about this first adaptation, Babylon Sisters. Not an easy read, and I can imagine not an easy correlation to bring to the film. Why that one?
We looked at all the novels, and, you know, really any one of them could have been brought to the screen first. I think the connection to Babylon Sisters, in addition to it being very dramatic in a way that's useful for cinema, the issue that's being dealt with in terms of sex trafficking is timely and complex and complicated. It's a hard read. It's a painful read. And the challenge for us is really to have people understand its entertainment value as well as the layers of things that, you know, serious issues that Pearl is talking about. But I think we've done a really good job. And the sex trafficking issue, I still think people don't get it.
The screenplay has been written, as you said, it's
yeah.
complete. So now what's the next? Where are we are in this phase of
selling
getting
it?
How challenging will that be?
Well, it's a business. And so we can talk about it from the artistic side. We can talk about how much we love the work, the works. But at the end of the day, it's selling the view and the viewpoint.
When it comes to Hollywood or the commercial appeal of what the perception is about stories about African-American women, the lives of African American women, and whether or not it can be a commercial success. Do you feel like there is that perception that that's a hard sell commercially?
Rose, I think that that's an excellent question. One of the very powerful things about bringing this work to the screen from a business standpoint is that we're following a model of success. Pearl has an audience. She has an audience of millions of readers around the world. So the adaptation in many ways is a no-brainer because there's already an audience that exists for her work. And while the characters are from African-American communities, I would say that what storytelling is a way of talking about being in the world. The African-American experience is certainly one way to look at things, but I think we're looking at the experiences of people in the world and what people will do, not do, fight for, give up. And that's just true of people, period. Unfortunately, when we talk about business, I think people have been trained to be very narrow in their thinking. Thus, we don't have as robust of a cinematic tradition as we could have.
When you look at your finished projects, do you always sort of critique yourself, or it is what it is and you're not worried about it? And will you have that same approach, you think, to this? Because this project is different from your other ones because there's a personal connection. There's a friend, a good friend connection. So I imagine you do have some concerns about making sure this is going to be what you envision and what Pearl envisions.
Well, all of my projects I have the best hope for, but hope is not a strategy. And so you design for success, but it's process-oriented. So, for example, as you move along and pick up other people become attached to it, and then you begin to look at the distribution and marketing. There's a lot involved in filmmaking, and so what we as filmmakers do is we design for success.
Is there a timeline that you would like to see?
Now. Now. We'd like to be in production in the spring.
And here in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's set in Atlanta. We'd like to produce it here in Atlanta. There's a lot of filmmaking going on here, which, of course, is very exciting. And Pearl's novels, you know, they're not all just set in Atlanta, but Babylon Sisters is. And in many ways, it's another character in the story.
Ayoka Shinzero, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and speak with me. I really appreciate it.
Rose, thank you so much for the invitation. It's good to see you.